reproductive rights. And my answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes about her own body. I trust her.
Abby Johnson is a former Planned Parenthood director who left the company and is now pro-life. She joins Fox News to talk about what she thinks when she hears O'Rourke make those comments.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think that the Democrats have swung the pendulum so far to the left that they have really ostracized a lot of their Democratic constituency. And we see that in the latest Maris poll that came out that shows that in just 1 month, there was a 14-point increase in Democrats stating that they are now pro-life. I think they're just so out of touch with not only their constituents, but also with just scientific reality.
Johnson was speaking there on Fox News. And finally, the Powerball jackpot set for Wednesday night, over $550 million. That makes it one of the top 10 in U.S. history. Your odds of winning, though, still very slim, 1 in 292 million. Cash option on that prize would be just over $320 million if you were to win. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is your weather report. It is 52 degrees and mostly sunny out there. That's going to continue through this afternoon. Mostly sunny, high near 54, light winds. Tonight, we do have a chance of rain. That's going to happen mainly after 3 a.m., though, so we don't have to worry about it too much. Just bring your raincoat because tomorrow, during the day, we're looking at rain mostly after 8 o'clock. High near about 50, though. Thursday night, a little more rain. Low around 41. Friday, still moist out there. Rain with a chance of showers between 9 and 3. The winds are going to gust a little high, though, about 25 miles an hour. Friday night, a slight chance of showers before 9 p.m. Going into the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny. I'll say mostly sunny. I'll be optimistic. High near 44. Saturday night going down to about 29. And Sunday, sunny. High near 59 degrees. That's not too shabby. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon. Hunterdon County, special shout out to Clinton, New Jersey. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the magnificent, the stupendous, the awesomeness ones, the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Our phone number is 908-627-7020, 908-627-7020. That is the number for change. That is the number for new beginnings. So write that down, 908-627-7020. All right. Listen, I am so glad to be here with you today. We have an amazing topic, okay, going on today that I think is important to everybody. I mean, not one single person who is watching or listening today is not going to be interested in this subject. That's a bold claim. But I am a bold person. So, hey, Kathy, thanks for watching. Hey, Steph, good to see you. Listen, I got a couple of things I want to talk about real fast before we get into this, though, okay? First of all, coming up, I was asked to announce this. I'm going to hold this up to the camera, too. The Women's Leadership Summit is coming up here for the Chamber of Commerce. Okay, it's going to be at Hawk Point Golf Club on Tuesday, April 9th. So you can check out the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce website. They're going to have some information there for you if you're interested too. Okay, listen up. This Sunday morning, we are having a trial class. Our April challenge is starting very soon, April 1st, our April challenge, our next challenge, our spring challenge, the challenge where you make your summer body. Got that? That's right. Okay? Summer bodies are made in the winter, they usually say. Well, they're also made in the spring, especially if you've been kind of off kilter during the winter too. So you are not going to want to miss this challenge, whether you are a member and you're going to do another 10 weeks, and let's say you're a legacy member and you just need to reset. Okay? And if you are not a member of the Max of Clinton, you are missing out on the final place to come to for your health and fitness needs. You've tried the other ones. You've donated. How much money? How much money have you freaking donated over the last few years, huh? And you never went. Oh, maybe you went for a month, okay? But as long as you sent in that check or they were able to deduct that money from your checking account, they didn't care if you walked back in. We do. We care. And that's why you are going to want to come to this trial class this Sunday morning at the amazing Max Challenge at Clinton Center, the Life Transformation Center. We are at 1802 Route 31 in Clinton, and it's 7:30 this Sunday morning. Go to our Facebook page, go under events, find... I don't even know where that's coming from. I hear music, and I have no idea why. That's really strange.
Oh, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChamberRadio.com. We got our guests in here.
What the heck is this? Somebody's messing with me here, I think. Did you hear that? It's a pre-recorded show. I for some reason, it just started playing now. And that was awesome. That was absolutely awesome. Anyway, it's been that kind of day, ladies and gentlemen. It just starts playing by itself. Maybe there's ghosts. Ghosts. It's an old house here. Anyway, listen, back to what I was saying. The trial class, you're going to go to our events tab on our Facebook page, and you are going to find this Sunday morning, and you are going to register. You're going to click the link and register. Okay. If you are a member of the Max of Clinton, no problem. You can come along. The price of admission is you must bring a guest with you. That's it. Okay. So, hey, Holly, I see you. Tracy, I see you. Susan, I see you. And the mysterious Max Challenge of Clinton is giving out our phone number. Boom. That must be the one and only Ron Adelstein who's listening in there, too. So, hey, Janet. So, yes, quick shout out there. Ron and Lauren Adelstein, the driving forces behind change in Hunterdon County, in the Clinton area. Okay. We are on a mission. We are on a mission to fight fast food restaurants. And we are on a mission to fight candy bars and all this other stuff. Okay. So this is where it's going to be. Again, 908-627-7020. Yes, it's me. Listen, something else going on too, besides this trial class, which you're going to want to come to. The Max Day of Giving, the Max Challenge, is one of the most, hey Kathy, I see you, is one of the most philanthropic companies ever. We do the Max Day of Giving as a company, and every Max Challenge is going to do a charity fundraiser that day, which is Saturday, April the 13th. Cross it off. Don't just mark it on your calendar. Cross it off because you're busy that day. Because the Red Mill, Paul and his folks down at the Red Mill Museum in Clinton, beautiful downtown Clinton, okay, have donated the use of their land, the whole place, to us, okay? And we're working to fill it up. So you know what we need? We need donations. We need donations for the Tricky Tray. We need vendors to come on down, set up tables, set up booths, food vendor. What else? We have sponsorships available. There's just so much. You can give us a call again at that phone number, 908-627-7020. We have plenty of information to give out to you. Be a part of this. We are raising money for Prevention Resources. We used to be Hunterdon Prevention Resources. They assist families that are going through problems with opioid addictions, teenagers with alcoholism, anger management, helping people just getting out of rehab. You have no idea the extent of what they do, and they need help. They need our help so that they can help our neighbors in Hunterdon County. And that's what you're going to want to not miss. So if you own a business, manage a business, know somebody who owns a business that they can help Tricky Tray donations. We're more than willing to help promote your business also. This is the time to do it. It's April 13th. It starts at 1:30 at the beautiful Red Mill Museum grounds. You're not going to want to miss this. Also, listen, we're also going to have some trial classes going on. So at different times in the afternoon, so you can always stop down and do that. And there's going to be a price of admission of a suggested donation. All of that money, let me tell you something. There's a lot of charities out there, a lot of companies that raise money for charities, and they take a cut, right? They take a cut, not the Max Challenge of Clinton. So, hey, Ryan, good to see you, buddy. Not the Max of Clinton. We're not taking a cut. We're selling T-shirts, okay, at the center for $12 cash or check. 100% of the money goes to prevention resources, all right? All of the staff that's coming is volunteering their time, okay? This is a serious thing for the Max of Clinton, and we want you to be a part of it. So if there's any way you can do it, please let us know, all right? What else? Oh, my gosh, there's just so much going on. Also, in case you haven't heard, we're adding an 8:30 class, 8:30 a.m. class, starting for our April 1st challenge, and we're doing two pop-up classes next week on Monday and Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. too, so you can come in, you can try it out, see how it fits into your schedule. We're going to have a blast no matter what, because that's what we do. We have a freaking blast. All right, listen up. Let me get on to the subject here. I'm coming up on a hard break. I wanted to get all my announcements out of there. Trial class this Sunday morning and the Max Day of Giving on April 13th. Today's topic is staying fit as we age. Now you're going to understand why I said it doesn't matter who you are. This is going to be a topic that is going to be important to you, because everybody who's listening and watching is getting older. I'm sorry to say. We're all getting older, but that's a blessing, isn't it? That's a blessing to wake up in the morning and be another day older, right? Okay. So I got 1 minute before a hard break here. So I wanted to touch on this real fast because I want you to get a pen and paper. You're going to want to write some of this down. You're going to want to share this broadcast on your timeline afterwards, because you know somebody's going to watch it and you know they're going to get something from it. Okay. So I'm so honored to be able to talk about this today, staying fit as we age. Listen, quick shout-outs. I started with the shout-outs to Ron and Lauren Adelstein. I got the driving forces, the power behind the Max of Clinton. We have a Jillian, awesome person, excellent instructor, fantastic membership experience leader. We have the amazing Sarah, professional river dancer at large, and we love her. And she's a fantastic person up there, too, teaching. We have Scotty, we have Kim, and we have Terry. And I tell you right now, it's just, I am so lucky. My name's Mark, by the way. I don't think I even introduced myself. I am so lucky to be a part of this team, Team Clinton. We rock. You rock. Don't go away. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max of Clinton. We're going to be right back. Don't you move.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-534-8113. 713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh my goodness, welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and the only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is that number. We are talking today about staying fit as we age. And you know something? Listen, if you're watching, you're listening, okay, especially if you're watching live on Facebook, let me say this. I am on here. Ron's back on. Boom, man. I almost cursed just now. I got to be careful, even though we're not regulated. But still, got to be careful. Got to keep up the demeanor. Listen, you want questions answered? You can type in questions here. You can type in comments here. Interact with me when you're on, when you're on Facebook Live, I can see your comments here. I'm on my phone. I'm watching you here. That's why I know Ron came on, and there's Christine. Hello, Christine. Listen, if you have questions, comments, interact with me here. If you're listening on Facebook Live and you can hear me right now, I want you to hit that little heart button. I want to see some love flying up there, okay? So we're talking about staying fit as we age. And let me tell you something, every one of us, when I was in my 20s and my 30s, I didn't know how I was going to feel at this age, okay? And my birthday was recently, and I turned... Listen, we're all getting older, and so this is an important thing. And let me tell you what starts with this too, okay? I'm going to tell you a story, and I'm going to make this a generic story because I have a bunch of stories just like this one when I lived in Florida for a couple of years, all right? I lived in Florida, and I was down on the southwest part of Florida on the Gulf Coast in a little town called Venice. Shout out to my sister Pat, in case she's watching, and my awesome fiance Susan, in case she's watching. I love you. Getting married in 31 days, by the way. It's 31 days as of today. Yeah, but who's counting? I am. She is. I know that. So, listen, when I lived in Venice, I did personal training. And as you can imagine, it's Southern Florida. A lot of people are retiring down there. So I did training and fitness assessments for people who had just moved there, settled in, okay? They retired after how many years, decades of working, and it saddened me in a lot of ways. Now, this wasn't applicable to everybody. Hey, Rick, see you, bud. This wasn't applicable to everybody, but a majority of people basically spent decades working, saving. They wanted to move to Florida. I'll never forget, there was this one gentleman, he bought a boat, not a big boat, a good boat. I think it was about a 20-footer. All right. You know what he found out? He couldn't use the boat the way he thought he needed to, he wanted to, because he was out of shape. He was hurting. He didn't have the strength or the energy to actually stand and steer the boat safely because you're out on the ocean, so it gets choppy. He couldn't hold on. He suffered from a lot of different things. He suffered from upper cross syndrome, okay? A little more of a technical term, he had high blood sugar. He had diabetes, okay? His blood pressure was through the roof. And it was my job to try to help him get into shape. Unfortunately, this guy didn't even stick to it, okay? Do you want that to be you? You know, I made notes here. We are so busy, all of us, saving up for retirement. We got our 401ks. What's your 401k for your health, though? That's a serious question. Because what good is it if you get to retirement age
And I don't care if that's 50, 55, 60, 65, 70. I don't care when it is. Don't you, listen, be serious for a second here. Don't you want to feel as good as damn possible the day you retire from your job so that you can begin to enjoy things? I'm about mindfulness and being in the present. So I want you to enjoy it right now, wherever you're at. But looking ahead, if you are not taking the necessary steps to make sure that you feel as damn good as possible that day, today is your day. I don't care if you are a member already or not a member. The Max of Clinton will help you. Hey, Melody, good to see you. All right? We want to look ahead and be ready to retire. You know, we're not, for most of us, not everybody, okay? I'm not 30 years old anymore. And I'll tell you right now, if you're in your 40s and 50s or more, you know, the body changes. Your body changes. You're not healing as quickly as you used to. So, you know, you want to baby your body just a little bit there. But here's the other thing, too. As you begin to take care of yourself, that changes. Your body will begin to adapt as it gets stronger. And as you feed it good nutrition. Okay, this is all coming together here, too. And the one thing about having the 401k for your health that you want to make sure is that you have the right mindset going into it. Do you know what I mean by the right mindset? I'm glad you asked. Tell me, Mark. Glad you asked. Let me tell you what it means. It means to stay motivated every day. That's something that we offer people too. I can't even begin to tell you, and I know Ron could share this too. When we speak to people on the phone that want information, and as we're enrolling them in this amazing program, more often than not, people say, I need something and someone to keep me motivated and accountable. Boom. That's what we do. When you have the right mindset, I don't care if you're 21, 41, 51, 61, 71, 81. I really don't care. Walk in the doors consistently. Follow the program consistently, and you will feel better. Now, going into these things too, I could tell you more stories about people from Florida that I had met that were just totally out of shape the day they retired. And you know, listen, I don't care if it's now or later, if it's right now or years from now. Don't you want to play with your grandkids? Or currently right now, don't you want to keep up with your children? But if you're talking about retirement, if you have grandkids, don't you want to be able to go to the park with them and stay with them? Don't you want to be able to throw a frisbee without getting exhausted? I mean, come on, people. I know it's the 21st century, and God knows we have crappy alternatives out there everywhere. And there's plenty of gyms, because we're not a gym, the Max of Clinton. We are not a gym. We are a life transformation center. Plenty of gyms out there, they don't give a crap about you, okay? The reason that they can charge you $10 a month is because they don't have to care. You're just a number. Listen, if you're damn serious about getting healthier, this is the place to be. Period. I mean that. So listen, the Mayo Clinic, okay, when you look up information on what the Mayo Clinic advises about staying healthy as we age, as we get older, the first thing on their list is exercise. Exercise has tremendous benefits, and you know it already. You know it already. If you're a member, listen, let me tell you something. I want to share this, especially about the Wolf Pack, all right? The 5 a.m. Wolf Pack. That's the class I teach. Shout out to the Wolf Pack today. Today's class, we're in a legacy week right now. We're in between a challenge. We have about a two-week in between, so we call these things legacy weeks. And, you know, when we do week one, day one, it's a little bit on the more mellow side. But, man, oh, man, we did a class today, and I was standing on the side watching the Wolf Pack, my 5 a.m. class. Love you guys. Standing on the side watching them do this. And towards the end, I told them this. Towards the end of this class, I almost felt bad. but I didn't, because that changed as I watched what everybody was doing. And you see, I know their stories. That's the difference. That's one of the things I'll call the Max of Clinton difference. Yeah, Tracy. Okay. We know your story. We know your goals. We know quite a bit about your background. And as I stood there and I watched these amazing people, I thought to myself, my God, look how strong they are. Look how fast they've become. Look how agile they are. And when you partnered up, and look how you're working together. You know, and it's something, and I've noticed this and I'm very lucky to be a Max Challenge instructor. I've noticed this. When you start counting down and you say you got 20 seconds left or 15 seconds left, I've seen other group fitness classes. People will slow down. They're going to start slowing down a little bit, or they'll stop completely and not finish the exercise. You people, all of you, okay? Right up until the time I count 3, 2, 1, you're doing your exercises. You're pushing it out. You're squeezing out those extra reps. I'm so proud of you. Not just the Wolfpack. Okay, I see the other classes. I see other members. I see what you do. Team Clinton loves you guys, and we're so proud of you. And that's what makes exercising as part of a program to stay healthier as you get older easier to do, because you have this support of the team, the staff, and the members. We are this community, this tight-knit community, all right? So you want to be able to keep up with your kids or your grandkids? Don't you want to see your kids graduate college or get married? I mean, this is all a part of it. This is hard truth stuff here. So the Mayo Clinic recommends very first thing is exercise. Exercise. You take a class. It's 45 minutes long. I just spoke to somebody this morning, brand new member this morning that enrolled and said, you know, she just can't do 1 hour classes or 1.5 hour classes. They get boring. Ladies and gentlemen, boring is something that will never describe a class at the Max of Clinton ever, ever. Okay. Just wait till tomorrow. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I said that to a few people today. You will get endurance exercises, which will help you out. We do these interval training to vary your heart rate. Okay, it's an easier way, varying your heart rate. It shows that it burns off body fat better, if that's one of your goals. We are not just a weight loss center, are we? No. There's so much else, and that's what the next part of this is too. Strength training. You know, every Max center has the same class schedule, basically. Mondays and Wednesdays are cardio. Tuesdays, upper body. Thursdays, lower body. Friday, frustration. Friday. We get to hit stuff and punch stuff. I love it. Okay. But that strength training, ladies and gentlemen, as you get older, is going to be very important. Yes, I said it. It's not just, I'm going to get on a treadmill and I'm going to run for 20 minutes and then you get off after 10 minutes because you're bored. Come on. You've done it. I've done it. You know, I'm going to do 10 minutes on the treadmill and then I'm going to go over on the elliptical for 10 minutes. Yeah. Where did that get us? It got us poorer every month as we sent somebody else's kid to college at a gym that didn't care about us. Strength training has to be involved in this. Now, I'm not saying you're going to look like Arnold, you know, on Schwarzenegger or Rambo or any of that garbage, okay? That's not what it's about. What it means is that you're going to use various weights. Okay, what you're comfortable with. You know what it does? It builds up, it strengthens your muscles. It helps you to keep your muscle, because as we age, we have more of a predisposition to lose muscle mass. Okay, yes, I hear you. That sucks. It does. You're going to be able to keep the muscle you have. You're going to gain a little muscle. But just as important, and this is important for men, but ladies, listen up. You may know it already. It's going to help you with bone density and keeping that bone mass. Because as we get older, that's part of it too. Maintaining muscle mass is important as we age. Okay. And a lot of times you'll notice that, and you might be noticing it with yourself, or you've seen it happen with parents or whoever. You lose muscle mass. As you lose muscle mass, your metabolism slows down. As your metabolism slows down, you gain more fat. Again, it sucks, but that's the fact of life. The program that we offer, though, shifts this. We will help you speed up your metabolism, okay? And we're not going to give you pills to do it either. So maintaining and increasing this muscle mass also helps you with this. It's going to improve your agility. And you're ready for this, ladies and gentlemen. This is important, especially as you get older, your balance, okay? I was just chatting on text yesterday with our amazing instructor, Kim, and I hope you feel better, by the way. We were talking about balance and the importance of balance, not necessarily as we get older, but I had shared some stories with people that I had done training with. I really, when I was personal training, I really enjoyed training senior clients, especially in balance training, because they were able to, after a while, after a few weeks, few months, able to do things that they never thought was possible. And let me tell you something, that's something we hear at the Max at Clinton a lot. I never thought I could do this. But folks, as you lose weight and as you get stronger and you maintain this muscle strength and gain a little muscle strength, your balance will improve. It will. Part of that is because we do core exercises too. You know, all motion starts with the core. It's very, very important. Okay? And if you've ever been a part of any exercise program or routine that did not include core, you were selling yourself short. Okay? You need to get that in there. You need to get it in there. So to have the mental capacity and the right mindset to get started in exercise is something, first of all, members of the Max at Clinton, you know what to do. You need to walk in the doors consistently. Okay? You're not a member. You want to be. Simple as that. Okay? Stop making excuses. Stop making excuses. So as we age and these changes happen, I don't know how else to say this, but as we get older and these changes happen and you have physical challenges, they can be depressing. All right? Last year was a tough year for me with some injuries, ruptured my Achilles, a couple of other crappy things that happened. You know, it took a while to heal. I think I'm still healing. I feel stronger. It's great. But here's the thing. As you get older, physical challenges can be a little depressing. It can get you down. And what is going to help you with that? Exercise. Exercise is the number one antidepressant that people don't use. Okay? You can use it. Just like they say, food is the number one drug that people go to when they get depressed, and exercise is the antidepressant that nobody uses. All right? So as you get older and you begin to get more physically active, and even if you haven't been active in a year or 5 years, excuse me, or 5 years, sorry about that. One of the things we incorporate into our nutritional plan is pistachios. I love pistachios. Love, love, love pistachios. If you're listening or watching and you love pistachios, you're going to want to give me a thumbs up. So before I went on air, I needed to get a snack in. So I had some pistachios, and I think that's what kind of dried out the back of my throat here. So I apologize for that. So listen, you don't want to get down on yourself because you're getting older. You kind of want to celebrate getting older, for the fact is that we are. Simple. So the fact of the matter is that most older adults don't get enough physical activity. And the lack of the physical activity is combined with something else that makes this combination one of the deadliest combinations in the United States just after smoking. Fact. Look it up. Not my stats. And that is you have this physical activity, this lack of physical activity combined with a poor diet. All right. Now, typically, I don't like the D word. I don't like the word diet. I prefer nutritional plan. But for people to understand it, it's this. 21st century, you're driving around, you are eating garbage, and you're wondering why you feel crappy. There are so many documentaries out there on the effects of fast food, okay? I know Ron and I have talked about this a number of times about, you know, and if Ron, if you're still listening, man, you give me a couple of hearts here. Who is our competition? The max challenge of Clinton. Who is our competition? It's not those other gyms. They can't compete. They can't because they're not offering the extreme customer service and amazing classes and program that we offer. There is no comparison. There isn't. Our main competition are the fast food joints that you see on the highway. That's what it is. Our main competition is, and let me tell you something, this food, this fast food stuff is addicting, and it's meant to be addicting, kids, ladies and gentlemen. You can look at a number of documentaries out there. You have the internet at your fingertips to look this stuff up. All right. We want to give you, and we will give you, the tools to work in tandem with these classes to help you feel amazing. Amazing. Simple as that. Hey, Carly, thanks for joining. Good to see you. So, exercise will help people as they get older feel better. And it's not just, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just about feeling better for a month, okay, or 2 months. It's about continued success with this. And I've spoken about this once or twice. I'll tell you what I said to my class this morning in my power talk. Three words: gaining, holding, or losing. Every minute of your day, you are doing one of those three things when it comes to your goals. And I'm talking specifically about your health. You are either gaining ground, holding ground, or losing ground. Just about every minute of the day. Especially when you sit down to eat. Especially when you either walk in the doors at the Max of Clinton or you do not. You are either gaining, holding, or losing ground. Now, the question is when you're losing ground, are you happy? No. No, you're not. You're not happy. If you're just holding on, are you happy? No. You are not. Kathy, good to see you. You're not too happy if you're just holding on. You are happiest when you are gaining ground on your goals. I'm talking about health and fitness goals right now, but I don't care. It could be any freaking goal that you're talking about. If you're gaining, if you're moving forward, if you're succeeding, you feel happy. You feel satisfied and fulfilled. If you're losing ground, you do not. Simple. But you need to learn how to succeed. Okay? Success is not by accident. And there was somebody out there, and I can't remember who said this, but there are no failures. There's just people who haven't learned how to win yet. And we're going to teach you how to win. We do it every day. The other thing that regular exercise and a good nutrition plan can do for you as you age, it's not only prevent diseases, but if you have diseases now, there's a lot of benefits to how you feel with these diseases. All right? One of the most common ones, and I'll talk about it quickly, is high blood pressure. High blood pressure. You get more cardio fit. You drop body fat. Okay? You increase your energy. We've had a number of people at the Max of Clinton come off blood pressure medications. Don't you want to stop taking pills? Okay. Our amazing team member, also a member, Terry, she did. She got off blood pressure meds. Yep. She'll tell you the story. So it's not just about preventing diseases in the future, but the diseases that you're suffering with now, the challenges that you're having now, the exercise and nutrition will help you feel better now. It can help improve certain disabilities also. And you know what? There's different things that we get. I mean, just think about this for a second. If you have spent years, decades sitting at a desk, okay, you're going to have those slouching shoulders that are happening. And guess what? You're going to start experiencing neck pain and hip pains, okay? This inactivity and just sitting at a desk for decades is killing you little by little, and you can fight back. You can fight back. Staying physically active, okay, can prevent or delay certain diseases. Even serious things like degenerative spinal disorders can be helped in advance with proper exercise. These are things that as you get older, you need to think about. I've said this before, folks, and I will say it again. I can't believe how time is flying. Said it before, I'll say it again. Don't treat your body like you got a spare one in the closet. Okay? We offer a 10-week program. You have been abusing yourself for years. Years. You can't do 10 weeks? Give me a break. Of course you can. Of course you can. And if you're a member now, you need to do another 10 weeks. April 1st, it's starting. You know what to do. You're a legacy member. Boom. You're in. There's nothing like it. Okay? You don't have a spare body in the back closet because you're done abusing the crap out of this one. Okay? The hard truth is, wake up. Wake up. Stop making excuses. I don't care who you are, if you're a member or non-member, because I'll talk to the members like this too. You know why I talk to you like this, folks? Because I love you. Team Clinton cares. We do. Okay? One of the things I think that is overlooked, and I'm going to shout out right now to my team out here, is the behind-the-scenes work that goes in to providing this amazing experience to you. We all work very hard to do that, okay? Because each and every one of us, it's ingrained in our DNA and in our spirits to help people. That's why we do this. Okay, working, I'll tell you right now, working at a Max Challenge Center, if you are not passionate about helping people, you're not going to work there very long. That's as simple as that. So I'm coming up on a hard break, and then I want to talk a little bit more about ways and benefits of things that can keep you feeling healthier as you get older. I think we're covering a lot of ground here right now, too. Some of this might be new information. Some of it is a reminder. At the very least, I'll tell you this right now. You're a member of the Max Challenge of Clinton. At the end of this program, I'm going to plead with you to share this link on your timeline, because there is one person out there. I don't know who they are. There's one person out there that is going to benefit seeing this topic and listening to this message. And you could help them. You could save their life. You can help them feel better. You could be the reason that they get to see their son or daughter walk down the aisle and get married and feel good about it. All right? Hard truth today. Hard truth. Listen, I got a couple more things to say up on a hard break. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and the only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. My name's Mark. I will be right back. Don't move. I mean it.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Huntin' Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Huntin' Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
I'm going to give you a little bit of trivia here, ladies and gentlemen, all right? Because I'm short on time. I'm going to cut right to the chase. This will probably end up being an entire separate broadcast on a subject one day, but I'm going to tell you about fear. Some of you, members and non-members, you're afraid to change. You're afraid to let go of some things, okay? Here is the good news, all right? Gosh, I sound like a television evangelist. Here's the good news, brothers and sisters. I'm a former pastor, so I could probably do my best imitation of that. Listen up. You are only born with two fears, folks. Two. Born with two fears. I'm not kidding. Look it up. The fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. Two, loud noises, falling. That's it. Done. Every other fear is learned. So you're afraid to change. You're afraid of the classes because you haven't worked out in a while. Tough. Overcome that fear because you know something? It's just your imagination. It's just your imagination. And your subconscious or consciousness is trying to rationalize reasons why you should stay unhealthy and overweight and be headed towards a crappy retirement. Okay? Fear of falling, fear of loud noises. Every other fear is learned, which means you can unlearn it. So many times fear is a habit for us. It's a habit. And I hear the different excuses from people. And that's what they are. They're not reasons. They're excuses. Something I said last week. You ready for this? And this applies to every single one of you watching and listening. Have you ever heard the expression, time is an illusion? Lack of time is an illusion too. Yeah. Oh, come on. How many times you use that excuse? I don't have the time. That's bull. And you know it. You know it's bull. Time is an illusion. Lack of time is also an illusion, okay? Because here's the thing. You don't get out of life what you think you need a lot of times. You get out of life what you tolerate, okay? You're going to tolerate certain things. But if it's important enough to you, miraculously, the time appears. You need to make the time. You need to ask for help. You need to unlearn these fears. Okay, I went off on a slight tangent from my notes here. I just want to say, as we age, regular exercise, proper nutrition, especially the regular exercise part, one of the other things it does is to help to keep your joints healthy, which, gosh, I mean, I'm sure that there's three or four people just on the top of my head from the Max of Clinton that they feel better. Their joints feel better because guess what? As you exercise, and this is every class, and this is not just upper body, lower body days. Every class. As you exercise, you're strengthening your muscles. Guess what? You're also strengthening the tendons and the ligaments that hold your bones together. They get stronger too. And when you give your bones and your joints more support, what do you think is going to happen? Pain's going to subside. In some cases, it'll go away completely. But one of the benefits, big benefits, of regular exercise is your joints are going to start to feel better. You're going to have healthier joints, okay? Now, just real quick because I'm running low on time. Gosh, it flies by when you're having fun. When it comes to the nutritional part of this, okay, you know, we don't count calories. We don't weigh our food. The right foods at the right time in the right portions is a simple philosophy. It's a simple plan to follow. You just need to be consistent with it. between exercise and proper nutrition, you know what else this is going to do too? This is important as you get older, folks. Pay attention. It's going to help to protect your brain. It's going to help to protect your mind. Hey, Lori, I see you. Okay? In a lot of studies, there's even hints that regular exercise and proper good nutrition can actually help to diminish or prevent dementia. You know, when you are on a regular basis challenging your mind to do things and coordination, and, you know, I think what the Max Challenge does, and I'm going to use this fancy term, we provide you and your body a proprioceptively enriched environment, which means proprioception. Proprioception is how you feel in space around you, the way your mind connects to your body and how it feels around you. Okay? Thank you, Tracy. Tracy's writing and just says, I absolutely feel better. Tracy's one of our coaches at the 5 a.m. Wolfpack, by the way. Absolutely feel better. Working out at the Max has helped improve my pain from an old sports injuries. Old sports injuries. Thanks, Trace. Thanks for sharing. Yeah. Okay. But we provide this proprioceptively enriched environment in a safe environment, so that as you begin to move more and experience exercise for the first time in years or decades or ever, your mind will connect to your muscles. And as you work your mind, okay, and you fire off these synapses along with proper nutrition, you will have mental benefits, both perceived and biological. It's a fact. Simple as that. Okay. And from the mental benefits of it too, you know what? Regular exercise helps to promote sleep. Are you having trouble sleeping? Okay. It can help. It's as simple as that. No, listen. Not your glass of wine before bed every night. Mm-mm. Okay, because that's going to spike your blood sugar and your insulin too. Okay. Having a glass of wine, a beer, a scotch, whatever it is, the alcohol right before bed, that's not the key. That's not the key, because it's really just going to fluctuate your insulin later. It's going to prevent you from losing body fat that way too, but it also can wake you up in the middle of the night. You know, how many of you out there have ever tried that? You have a glass of wine or two, like an hour before bed, the next thing you know, you're wide awake at 2 a.m. and you're wondering why. It's because your blood sugars change, your insulin's change, your body's looking for something to feed it again. You don't want to do that. Exercise, good nutrition, helps you to sleep better. And what's this too? I mean, how do you start to feel better? Get started. I've said this before. Oh my God, I've said this before so many times. It's one of the things, it annoys me so much about 21st century life. Maybe I'm showing my age, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe I am. I don't want to be old and cranky. I don't. But one of the things that annoys the living crap out of me about the 21st century is we are addicted to gathering information. I can't start the Max Challenge because I need to get some more information before I do it. And then you go all over the place and you start to get some information. And then you gather information. I'm giving you information right now. In fact, I'm even taking away some of your excuses. But I got to get information, and then we get more information, and then what do we do after we get the information? Oh, well, I need to think about it. I have to think about it. As if living longer, healthier, happier, more fulfilling lives is something that requires a lot of friggin' thought. Give me a break. Everybody, every single person watching and listening wants to live healthier, longer, more fulfilling lives. Period. Everything else that you throw up in front of that is just a bullcrap excuse. Okay? That's all it is. So stop gathering information. You have all the information you need. Okay? You go to our Facebook page, you're going to see testimonies and before and after pictures from people who are your neighbors. That's right. They're your neighbors. These are the people that live near you. These are real people with real results. I'm going to copyright that so somebody doesn't steal it. All right, I want a buck every time you use it. Get started. Pick up the phone. 908-627-7020. Message us on Facebook. Send us an email. There are multiple ways to get in contact with us. Send us a message on Instagram, for goodness sakes. All right? Get started. The April challenge is coming up. This is not just one giant friggin' commercial here for the Max of Clinton. That's not what this is about. It's trying to nudge you, member and non-member alike, out of your comfort zones. Because you get too comfortable there and nothing changes. Stop being afraid. Push the fear aside. Just be brave. Listen, be brave for 10 minutes. That's how long it's going to take on the phone with us to answer your questions and get your spot saved in class and in this April 1st challenge. It's the end of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's flown by. I mean this with all sincerity. I am honored and blessed to be here with you today. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the one and the only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, located at the wonderful Gray Rock Shopping Plaza on Route 31, 1802 Route 31, 908-627-7020. My name is Mark. I am honored that you have joined me today. Any questions, you reach out to us. I'll be back next Wednesday. Remember, trial class Sunday morning. Sign up on Facebook or give us a call. Max Day of Giving, April 13th. We need donations, vendors, sponsors for prevention resources. Okay? Don't miss out on this. Remember to take it to the max. Boom!
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is heading to Ohio to tour a few manufacturing plants. Before leaving, the president was asked if the Mueller report should be made public for everyone to see.
I don't mind. I mean, frankly, I told the House, if you want, let them see it. Again, I say a deputy, because of the fact that the attorney general didn't have the courage to do it himself, a deputy that's appointed appoints another man to write a report.
Newly confirmed EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler is raising some eyebrows after comments he said regarding drinking water and not climate change being the greatest and most immediate global threat to the environment. Wheeler tells CBS This Morning,
we have 1,000 children die every day worldwide because they don't have safe drinking water. That's a crisis that I think we can solve. Most of the threats from climate change are 50 to 75 years out.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
Nebraska seems to be the state that was hit the hardest by the flooding in the Midwest. Reports are there could be $1 billion worth of agricultural losses due to the floods. Doug Elvers is a hog farmer out in Fremont, Nebraska. He tells CBS News he lost just about everything.
We probably lost right at 700 head.
How many do you think you've been able to save?
14.
Regarding the future, though, Elvers is optimistic.
A lot of hard work now. Start all over, and hopefully within a year we'll be
able to sell
hogs
again.
A new FAA administrator is in the works. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
President Trump has announced he intends to nominate Steve Dixon to be the next administrator. If confirmed, Dixon would take over the agency at a time of heightened scrutiny with an increasing number of investigations. He's a former fighter pilot, a former Delta captain, and a one-time airline executive. The Senate will still have to confirm him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
President Trump has made some strong comments regarding the Democratic Party, calling them anti-Israel and anti-Jewish. This after a House vote that was broadly